This morning I'm starting out talking with two women from the Southwest Care Center. We have Winoa Veekley, who is the Chief Operating Officer, and Rosie Brandenburg, who is the Hepatitis C Program Director. And they're here to tell us about Hepatitis C Testing Day, which is May 19th. It's a week from Monday. Good morning, Winoa and Rosie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. What is Hepatitis C Testing Day?
So Hepatitis C Testing Day was developed 3 years ago by the Centers for Disease Control to bring awareness to hepatitis C and the need for people to get tested for this infection. Hepatitis C is a viral infection that infects the liver, and the CDC estimates that about 75% of people who are infected with this disease don't know it. So May 19th was developed as a day to raise awareness and to encourage people to get out and get tested and get cured of this disease. It's an entirely curable infection, so the more people who get tested and know that they have it, the more people who can get treated and cured.
And the 19th is a week from Monday.
That's correct.
And you're offering the testing at the Southwest Care Center?
We are at our Galisteo campus. That's on Galisteo and Harkle, just behind the Del Norte Pharmacy. That's where our outreach program is housed, and our outreach staff will be there offering free and confidential testing from 9 to 4 that day. It's a rapid test. It's a simple finger prick. It takes about 20 minutes to get your results right then and there.
Easy.
I think it's important to know as well, with the rapid test, with your result in 20 minutes, Southwest Care Center is also the only program in the state that offers the confirmatory follow-up blood test. When people test positive for hepatitis C, there are approximately one-fifth of people who may have cured it on their own. And so we are the only program in the state that offers the confirmatory lab testing for free to let people know whether or not they're chronically infected or they were exposed and cured themselves.
Do you come back for that? Do the patients come back for that or do it the
yes.
same day?
We draw them that day and then we have their results in 2 to 3 days.
Yes.
And it is confidential, I think you said that.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you do find out that you have hepatitis C, I'm assuming there is counseling or someone will talk to you about what to do next?
Absolutely. All of our testers are trained in obviously how to administer the test and then to counsel people if they do test positive. And then our specialty clinic, our Harkle campus of Southwest Care Center, has a hepatitis C program that offers treatment and monitoring for people who are infected. And the good news with hepatitis C is for those people who are infected, the treatments have come so far over the past couple of years, and it's really an exciting time to be involved with hepatitis C, actually, because the treatments and the medications are so much better than they used to be. We're looking at a cure by the end of this year. That's a one pill once a day. People often hear about hepatitis C and have preconceived notions about the old treatments, which were very hard to tolerate and took 6 months to a year. But we're really looking at a very bright horizon for people who are infected with hepatitis C in order to get cured in a way that really is not going to affect their quality of life.
I know someone, in fact, who has gone through the regimen and has gotten great results and is really excited about it.
Absolutely. I think that Rosie's point about one pill once a day by the end of this calendar year is an exciting one. People historically have had to take injections and multiple combinations of really toxic medications. One pill once a day really represents an option. You're looking at 3 to 6 months maximum with very few complications typically associated with the therapies. And so I think the key is for patients to know that they are, or for the population to know they're infected. And once they're infected, we have staff that really can help them develop a plan and understand how to prevent transmission, as well as how to link them into care for access to treatment.
As I understand it, hepatitis C is quite not quite common, but more common than we might think here in New Mexico.
Absolutely. So the last estimate that we have from the New Mexico Department of Health estimates that there are about 4,000 New Mexicans infected with hepatitis C. We think that that's a real underestimate. As I said before, the CDC actually estimates that about 75% of people infected don't know that they have it. So if we kind of do that rough calculation, we're looking at well over 100,000 people in New Mexico infected with hepatitis C. And the New Mexico Department of Health actually did the last calculation that they did indicated that there were about 4,000 New Mexicans newly diagnosed with hepatitis C annually between 2012 and 2013. So,
can you tell us who's at risk?
I think the most important message, if there's one this morning, besides the fact that there's now a cure, is that people who don't realize that historically they were at risk need to understand that even if their lab tests are normal, if their doctor says, I drew your blood and everything looks fine, is that if you were born between 1945 and 1965, you really should consider asking your physician for a test if they don't offer it. Ideally, every physician or nurse practitioner in northern New Mexico knows to offer the test, but if you were born between 1945 and 1965, the CDC recommends that you be offered at least one test in your lifetime, because most people are not aware that they are infected with hepatitis C.
There aren't a lot of symptoms.
Until people are very, very ill, after they've been infected for quite a long time, they don't know that they've been exposed and infected. And so they will continue putting themselves at risk, either through continued alcohol consumption. They won't realize that they're at risk for transmitting. So we recommend that anybody, or pardon me, the CDC recommends that anybody born between 45 and 65, the baby boomers,
need
to be tested.
Absolutely.
And a disease that we can protect ourselves from by practicing safe sex?
It's very hard to transmit hepatitis C sexually. Hepatitis C is a blood-to-blood contact is the way that it's primarily transmitted.
Okay.
So there has been some controversy over whether or not hepatitis C is sexually transmitted. Safe sex is something that we always recommend that people practice no matter what, because there are certainly other infections that we know are definitely transmitted sexually. But in terms of hepatitis C, you know, any exposure to anybody else's blood is really the risk that we're looking at. So sharing equipment to inject drugs, even once in your past, definitely puts you at risk. Any blood transfusions before 1992, which is when they started testing the blood for hepatitis C, sharing razors or toothbrushes with other people.
That's probably more common than we might think, razor and toothbrush sharing.
Absolutely. I think people who are not aware that they're infected place other people at risk unknowingly by sharing personal hygiene implements. I would emphasize Rosie's point about the before 1992, women who were transfused during C-sections, etc., were at risk, received transfusions that had not been appropriately screened before 1992. So we do see a proportion of the population that has been infected that way.
As you said, though, it's encouraging to know, and it's a good time to be tested because there are things you can do, and the earlier the better.
Absolutely.
As with most things. Yes.
Information is key. If
yes.
we know you're infected, we can help you manage that, but the key is to get you the information you need to make the decisions you need to make.
So win-win situation, so people should be tested.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's better to know is our slogan at Southwest.
Es mejor saber.
Exactly.
Es mejor saber.
Yeah. So tell us again, just to remind people, where can they get more information about this, first of all? Is there a website or a phone number?
They can go to our website, southwestcarecenter.org, and then we do have a 1-800, or one. It's an 855 number, 1-855-287-2569 is our testing hotline. And again, our event is on May 19th. That's a week from Monday at our Galisteo campus. The address is 1691 Galisteo, just behind Del Norte Pharmacy. And we're doing this from 9 to 4. If folks can't make it on the 19th, we offer free rapid confidential testing for hepatitis C every day of the week at our Galisteo campus from 9 to 4, and on Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 7 for those that can't make it during the business day. So people should always call our number if they're interested in being tested and can't make it to our event or one of our regular hours.
Great. And do they need an appointment on Monday? Is it walk-in or
make they can call and make an appointment if they're
okay.
concerned about, you know, having a small time window. But definitely walk-ins are welcome.
Great. And that's a week from Monday.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for being with us this morning, Winoa Veekley and Rosie Brandenburger from
Thank you
Sasso
so much.
Care Center.
Thank
and
you.
And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. Stay tuned.